Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome the Hopkins Junior High School Jazz Ensemble to the CMEA Jazz Festival here at Santa Teresa High School. This is Mike Galasadas from the College of San Mateo, and I can't wait to hear your set. Every time I hear your groups, I'm always amazed at the high quality of musicianship and teaching. So this should be fun. Have a great set. Okay, here we go. Good news. Yeah, nice bass. Ooh, this bass player is nice. I like to hear the bass player. Even dig harder, though, because you're playing some beautiful things. Just dig. Because the bass player has to drive the groove. Drums, I'd like to hear you clamp down on the hi-hat to help solidify the time with the bass player. Nice control in the saxophones. We had some intonation issues right at the very beginning between those for the G and the D. Those open fifths were a little bit sharp, so be careful. Take your time on that, sax. We have booty booty lee. Just think relaxed. Yeah, trumpets, all right. That's hard to do. You nailed that. Take your time, though. On a tune like this, Count Basie, we want to lay back and play with a really relaxed time feel here. I want to tell you that basically we want to play a little bit behind the beat, which is a really advanced concept. And it's hard for college musicians to do that. And to expect that out of middle school students is a lot. But, you know, you're good enough. You could do it. Bass, once again, though, you need to dig a lot harder. Same with the drums. Dig into the ride cymbal, kick the hi-hat. Because we need to have the band really energize this solo. Yeah, and a beautiful trumpet solo. You got a great sound. Nice trumpet solo. And the drums, when you're playing that fill, it doesn't all have to be on the snare drum. Use the tom-toms, play a simpler fill. And tenor player, we want you to think about projecting your sound. Don't leave it up to the sound person on the mic. The microphone only picks up what you put into it. So think about having a ribbon hanging out of the bell of your horn, and that every time you blow that horn, that rib is going to just flap straight out in the breeze. You have to move air through your instrument. Because you have a nice sound, what I can hear is nice, but we need to get that electricity to your sound, and that comes from your air supply. Yeah, nice tight backgrounds. You have a couple more bars. There you go. Make sure you're on the and of four. And when we come in with that, I think the tenor player dropping out early kind of confused people. But now you're back on track, so that's great. Play a little more legato there, trumpets. Boo-da-doo-da-da, ta-ta-ta-ta. So get your tongues out of the way. Nice. Come on, bass. You need to dig now. Because right here, there's just... Yeah, we need to get the band to play with some passion and with some intensity. And that comes from the bass player. Yeah, nice feel in the trumpets and the horns. Feels good. Yeah, nice opening. I enjoy the fact that your teacher stepped aside and let you play. I thought that was great. So, way to go, Mr. Conway. You know, Sometimes they see directors conducting everything in a jazz band. Well, really, the conductor of a jazz band is the drummer. And that's where the drummer needs to take charge. You need to intensify. The bass player needs to intensify. Okay, now you're playing electric, so it would be a little bit easier, but it's all about the bass. This is one of my favorite tunes. This should be good because I like Craig Skeffington's arrangements, and I don't know this one, so I'm really looking forward to hearing it. Nice. Nice saxophones. Beautiful job on that descending eighth note pattern. Be careful we don't go sharp on those G's on the alto. And I think one of the reasons that the alto is a little bit sharp is you're just not filling up your horn with air. That's probably one of my big issues with what I'm hearing so far out of the band, is people need to get air through your horns. Nice job. That's a nice alto sound. Just like I mentioned earlier with Mark's tenor solo, I'd like to hear more electricity in your sound. And once again, it's all about air. I don't know if that's how you pronounce your name, Benoit, Benoit, I'm not sure. But you got a nice sound. Ooh, nice retard. Nice transition. You can make a bigger deal out of that crescendo. And drums, when you play that fill, keep it simple. Yeah, that fill is much better. Just say Jacques-Coup-Coup-And. So you're not going digga 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 digga. You don't need to play 16th notes through every fill. The fills are a matter of feel and not how many notes you can squeeze in. Nice. I really like that, the fact that when you play that little cadenza at the end, you put in the sharp 11, which is the D sharp for you. And I see it's written, but you kind of changed it around, which made it really, really nice. Had a really beautiful sound to that. So congratulations. That was a beautiful alto solo. Like I mentioned earlier, I just want to hear you blow the horn. It sounds like you're playing way too controlled. And it's a matter of not blowing into your saxophone. It's a matter of blowing through your saxophone. That makes a huge difference. There you go. It took a few measures for that to settle in at 5, and now you got it. That's good. Once again, that intro, we just need more punch. One bud, 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 just like to hear the band play with more passion, more energy, more fire. Because this is a really, really fine band. But to get the audience excited about what you're playing, you need to do that. You need to really step on the gas. Nice. Yeah, you didn't rush those triplets. That felt good. Like drum, set that up. You hear, so, shaka-tu-pow, shaka-tu-ow. So drums, that's the next thing we need to do. And the way you learn how to do that is the first and foremost thing you could do as players of jazz is to listen to jazz. Yeah, bass, that's a way to dig in. I'm like, dig harder, even more. You're doing more on this tune than I heard on the first tune. I don't know if it's the same player or not, but that felt pretty good. Anyway, I was talking about listening to jazz and imitating the sounds of the masters. And listen to drummers, listen to how they feel, listen to how they set up the punches. Yeah, nice transition to the swing. Yeah, that was a really nice transition. The bass player did a fine job making that happen. Ooh, nice contrast there. Yeah. Boo-ba-doo-ba, boo-ba-doo-ba. Loosen up on some of those articulations. Ooh, this swings. Yeah, horns. Now, if we had the drummer kicking that, that would just swing even that much more. Yeah, try to play more legato. So trumpet, slur from the G to the F sharp. So you're going ta-da-ha-da, da-da-ha-da. So not ta-ta-ta-ta. So loosen up on some of those eighth note figures. So you're playing, you're going ta-ta-ta-ta. You go ta-ta-ha-da. So slur the G to the F sharp. That'll swing much harder. Nice ending. All right. What a great band. I really enjoyed your performance today. You know, my biggest point of criticism, and I hate to say criticism because you know, it really isn't. It's really helpful criticism. But you need to fire up. You need to just rear back and roar because you have the horses and the players to do it. And that the place that starts is with the bass and the drums. You have a great bass player. Oh, my gosh. He's right on that. He's nailing it. But now you need to intensify and pull at those strings. And we need that from the drums. We need that from the entire rhythm section. And we also need it from the horns. You know, you're obviously, you know, you have some great instruction. And you're working on playing with a lot of control so that you can play in tune and be blended and balanced. And that's what we need. But we also need to take that same discipline in your playing. And when it's time to cut loose, let it roar. That's what playing jazz is all about. It's about playing with emotion and intensity. And that's where I think we need to go next. But you did a fantastic job today. It was fun listening to you. Congratulations on a fine program and a fine performance.